The United States is taking a stand against Myanmar's military for persecuting Rohingya Muslims. The State Department announced new sanctions this week.
We designated these individuals based on credible information of these commanders' involvement in gross violations of human rights committed by forces under their command.
The United Nations has called the atrocities against the Rohingya a genocide. The U.S. now boasts that it is the first government to take action against the army leaders who committed that violence. We've got the world's Asia correspondent, Patrick Nguyen, with us to break down what this really means. So who was hit with these sanctions and why?
Four of Myanmar's top military generals, and these are men who masterminded and executed one of the worst atrocities in this century. So that's genocidal ethnic cleansing against this minority group, the Rohingya, and they live in this coastal area on the Bay of Bengal. So the army went in over the last 2 years and drove out more than 1 million Rohingya into the country next door, which is Bangladesh, and they did this through burning villages and murdering civilians, and then something I've personally documented, which is the army going in and using rape as a weapon of war or a tactic of war to spread terror so that people would flee. So when you think of war crimes, I mean, this is about as bad as it gets.
So what can you tell us about the most senior person who's been sanctioned here? How well known is he in Myanmar, and how deeply connected is he to these atrocities?
Oh, everyone knows him in Myanmar. He's the most powerful person in Myanmar. His name is Min Aung Hlaing, General Min Aung Hlaing. When you think of abuses in Myanmar from the army, you should think of this man. He's the leader of the army, and he has so much more power than Aung San Suu Kyi, who's the most famous person to ever come from the country.
Any reaction from Myanmar's army or civilian leaders like Aung San Suu Kyi on these sanctions?
Well, the generals responded through a spokesperson, and they said, this isn't going to affect us. This is an insult to our dignity, but that's it. And they're right that they won't be affected by this at all. The sanctions really are just a travel ban. So that means that these four guys can't come to the United States. So it's kind of a joke. They can't come to Disney World. They can't come see a play on Broadway. They can't send their sons and daughters to university in the U.S. And as far as I know, they weren't in the habit of coming to the U.S. anyway.
What is the point of these sanctions if they won't change anything? Who stands to gain from this?
I think the winner here is China. The ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya will still continue, so they don't really benefit from this. There are all sorts of raging civil wars in other parts of the country that will continue along the coast, up in the mountains of the country. China is the winner because it puts further distance between Myanmar and the number one superpower, which is the U.S., which means number two, China. Myanmar has to cling more tightly to China, and they already do for jobs and for aid and for weapons, for everything.
I mean, you say the ethnic cleansing will continue. It's been going on for a while, we should say, for several years, easily since the Obama administration. So why are these sanctions happening now?
Well, the UN has become more feisty in pushing for retaliation against the military. And so perhaps the U.S. is trying to follow up on that. There's a UN fact-finding mission that has called for very serious punishments, you know, financially isolating the entire military, bringing in generals for war crimes, and they've become more vocal in recent weeks. The UN doesn't use the word genocide lightly, and they're using it. That's a legal term, according to the UN, and it means certain legal mechanisms are triggered that can involve people being in the docket at The Hague. So perhaps the State Department wants to get out in front and do something, even though the something they're doing certainly won't change anything.
I mean, what other tools are there to stop the genocide?
Actual sanctions, the United States could really financially isolate not just the military, but the entire country. But we've been down that road before. There were sanctions from the U.S. against Myanmar for decades before Obama came in and lifted them. So that was a feel-good story, and there really was a lot to gain from that. The country really did open up. I spent time in Myanmar as the transition was happening, and in the early days, there were some shackles on life in Myanmar that were akin to North Korea. You know, it was very hard to even communicate without being spied upon. So U.S. coming in, lifting sanctions, that was a good news story. So maybe we're headed back that direction. I'm not sure.
The world's Asia correspondent, Patrick Nguyen. Thanks very much for your time today, Patrick.
Thanks, Marco.